Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard, and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dell here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Back on WPTF of the Weekend Gardener, we're looking at old photographs. You mentioned off the air that I asked you if it was, you've met so many people, famous people, and if somebody you didn't meet that you wish you had, you said Harry Truman.
Yes. Well, I thought he was a great president.
Yeah. I was about 20 feet away from him. He was on the bandstand in 1960 speaking, and Luther Hodges, who was current governor in 1960, he was getting ready to go out. Terry Sanford, who was running for governor, was on the bandstand. And then Harry Truman, and then Harold Cooley, who was a very powerful congressman and was a Nashville native, who brought famous people, famous politicians like Harry Truman to speak at our Harvest Festival in October. This was October of 1960. So I did see him and hear him speak.
Well, I remember when Mr. Cooley was defeated, he came to be an advisor to Senator Irvin when I was there.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I came in 1964, and Mr. Cooley was there for a while, and what a smart
he was.
Smart man.
He was a member of a big law firm up there. One of their specialties was maritime law.
Right.
But I don't know what Mr. Cooley did for him, but yeah. He was quite a dashing person, very distinguished looking.
I had the pleasure of meeting every president. I didn't meet Eisenhower, but then from there on out, when I was Attorney General, we got invited down to the White House by every president, and the one that was very impressive to me was President Reagan.
Yes.
And he was just such a friendly guy. And you get some little knick-knack you get to take away. And next time you're in my conference room, I'll show you some of the things that I would take when I was there with the various.
You can get a handful in there. Well, I've had people go in there and.
Obviously, Jimmy Carter had a little packet with peanuts in it.
People get those matches on Air Force One. They're gonna set themselves on fire at some point. You know, they got so many in their pocket.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you experienced all this and share this with us occasionally when you have time. Fred, I appreciate you sharing your morning with us and your beautiful store here that had such a storied history and of really serving the public with the finest in flooring that is made, really.
Absolutely. You know, and with all the people looking and trying to make decisions, something that we're proud of is the innovations that companies like Mohawk have come through with, and they've developed a new product which is really a hybrid. It's a cross between a laminate and a waterproof, but what they've done is also trying to be environmental friendly. They've eliminated all the PVCs and plastic in the core.
Oh, so important, so much in the news.
Yeah, this is making the product very friendly without adding things, you know, that are going to cause problems with the environment. But it also gives the consumer their technology of creating the pattern. You can actually feel the graining in it. You can see how realistic that looks. And with their new finish, which is PVC-free, it's almost like a baked-on ceramic, making it three times more scratch-resistant than any other product. And the core, this is interesting, is actually a granite core, which comes from the North Carolina mountains. And this particular product is also made in Thomasville, North Carolina. So it's not only environmentally friendly, but it's also buy locally from people like us or from our state. This is just an example of the innovation that Mohawk continues to push forward to bring the best product that they can, but also a product that's going to be environmentally friendly. We have another product with everybody with their pets. They've developed a product that is exclusively for pets. It's called Pet Protect, and they're using technology they've had, but it creates something that is extremely durable, and of course it's extremely friendly to the consumer, because if your pet has an accident, it's going to be cleanable without leaving any stain or any problem. I can speak from my own pet, who doesn't have any accidents, but it's a marvelous product. And they've added a lot of cute names to it, too. So
that makes it easy to remember.
Yeah, it does. of course, one thing we want to stress, we haven't talked about too much, but the sale we're running is not just over the Memorial Day weekend, but it will extend into the first couple of weeks of June. But it's store-wide. It's everything. So it's not just what we've been talking about. If a customer has any type of flooring need, they definitely should come in and, you know, talk to us about what's going to be the best type of product to fill their needs that they're going to be satisfied with for years and years and years.
Fred, I bet that granite you talked about came from Mount Airy.
I'm not sure, but is there a quarry there?
Oh, Mount Airy is very famous for its granite.
Okay.
I did not realize that.
Oh, absolutely. Tremendously. And another thing that's intrigued me is cork. Is that still popular?
Cork and bamboo used to be flooring that was very popular.
It has lost some of its popularity. Cork, of course, is grown. It's harvested. It doesn't hurt the tree or anything like that. It all comes from Portugal, basically.
Yeah.
But there's so many options, cork is a natural product, so people are interested in that. It's just like we used to carry cork. Our main suppliers basically got out of the cork business.
So, oh.
We don't carry the product because it's not easily accessible.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it's only if comes from Portugal, I mean, it's a tiny country, really.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you supply
it. But they actually harvest the tree, cut off a section of it, and it will grow back. So it's harvested just like an ongoing crop would be.
Wow. How about that? But it was fascinating. I mean, you had when you had it, when you sold it, the bamboo and cork, I mean, the texture and everything and the look was quite different.
Mm-hmm. It is a different.
Yeah, especially the cork. But you have tremendous quality products to choose from, and you have some of the best installers around.
Yeah, of course, that's a key part
with
any type of floor that people want, no matter how good it is, how well it's going to perform. If it's not installed properly, you know, it's going to be a disappointment to the customer.
Right.
And of course, we're proud of having a group of installers that have been with us for years and years and years.
You have,
We just don't go out and find anybody. It's only the men that have worked with us and have proven that they can do a quality job.
All right, Fred, we'll talk to you one more time next half hour.
All right.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Look
forward to it very much so. And Miss Monica is out at the State Farmers Market. Busy as always, Monica. We had such a good time last week at the Farmers Market. You know, we got a lot of cheeseburgers and Rufus dogs and sweets and all kinds of stuff and a lot of nice people coming up. But thank you for all of that.
Definitely. We always enjoy having you guys out, and we look forward to doing it again soon. So everybody stay tuned. We'll have a date set to get you back out. And it's a beautiful day here at the market, and we're got a lot going on. We've got a lot of, I guess you could say, some of the summer harvest starting to come in. We're seeing more and more fresh fruits and vegetables every day. So still a great time to come out. We have those peaches, we have blueberries, and we still have strawberries. So definitely one of those favorite times of the year. And we have some greenhouse tomatoes, which are absolutely delicious, all different varieties of those. And green beans are something new we've seen over the past week. And squash, zucchini, there's cabbage, there's lettuce, spinach, all the greens. And just so much wonderful produce coming in right now. It's a great time to come out and do some shopping.
Monica, you mentioned peaches. Freestone yet?
Oh, no. It'll be a while before we have Freestone. They're usually some of the, I guess you'd say, well, with peaches starting a little earlier this year, maybe mid to late June, something like that, usually when we start seeing some of the Freestones or the semi-clings.
Yeah. Well, I have a note in my pocket. Please, Boo Bear, now I'm going to have to say that on the air, that's what Linda calls me, Boo Bear. Please get me.
That is a dangerous thing to share on the air,
that's
Rufus.
That's getting close.
And Jimmy Carter called you Edmund
Ruferton.
Ruferton.
But anyway, I have this note that says, please, Boo Bear, get me apples from the farmer's market. I hope there's still some there, because what I do, Monica, I go in this one place that has them. I get one apple of each variety. And she eats an apple a day with her oatmeal, and she loves it. So I hope it's still there.
We do. We still have some apples and apple cider. There's some dried apples, and just still a great selection. Sweet potatoes, that's something else that we typically have year-round, so you can still definitely find all of that. I think you should be able to fulfill that wish, Rufus.
It's Boo Bear.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, I don't know if I could bring myself to do that. I'll go with Edmund Ruferton.
I'm getting in Chitlin territory here. Be admonished for getting a nickname like.
Well, you're gonna be admonished by Linda, because I mean that's kind of a personal thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But it's a nice thing to be called.
Well, don't turn me in.
I'm not going to turn you in. I don't think any of those rules and regulations were violated. But I'm not a lawyer. We'll have to get the legal staff of CIA to look into that.
Not
Chitlin investigation.
How about Don Vaughn? Yeah, that's Attorney Don Vaughn.
That's right. We'll get him to look into it. All right.
Well, Monica, speaking of that, I'll bet you if somebody asks, they could go to the farmer's market at the pork place and get some chitlins if they wanted them.
That is something that they do have. I know from time to time that they'll have them. Yeah. They may not have them all the time. It's just one of those things you have to check in. But, of course, we have Nahunna Pork, and then we have many of our other vendors that are spread throughout the market that are bringing in pork products from their farms as well as other meat. So,
and they have souse meat and crackling, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Pork and skins. Pork skins.
Pork skins. Yeah, there was something else I was thinking about, but I think that pretty well covers it. But
sir,
you have, let me see if we can turn Rufus down. Rufus just is taking a call. Monica, we'll just continue this. Wait a minute. We'll turn it back up.
That was Big John. He couldn't resist. He says, Boo Bear.
John, just call on the air and make you cover. Don't bother the man while he's talking here. We're just going to have a little bit of decorum.
I've been busted by my own big mouth.
Yeah, I don't. I was shocked that you would share something like that, but you just never know. Just never know what you're going to hear on the Weekend Gardener. And Monica, I know you like blueberries and strawberries and peaches all together, and that's so healthy. When are we going to have cling free peaches? When do we get is that July, or we'll get them in June?
It is normally around by the 1st of July, but this year peaches starting a little earlier, so I would say start checking around the middle to late June, and we should have some, or at least the semi-clings. They start with those, but the ones that are coming in right now are still really good, juicy, delicious peaches. So can't go wrong with the varieties that are in now as well. But if you're looking to freeze and, that sort of thing, a lot of people usually tend to like those, the freeze zones.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they're all good. A lot of them have kind of different flavors depending on which type you get, especially the white peaches. Have they started coming in yet, or are they a little later?
I haven't seen any white ones yet. That doesn't mean they're not down there somewhere, because some of the different varieties pop in from day to day. But right now I haven't seen any. Later on we'll have some nectarines and plums, that sort of thing as well. And just a great selection all throughout. And as you're walking through the farmer's building, you know, it's just a wonderful experience to come out and see all the things that are grown here in North Carolina. And you can still find a great selection of plants. We have, if you haven't started your vegetable garden yet, it's not too late. We do still have a great selection of vegetable plants, and that's something you can grow in containers. If you're not, don't really have a plot to start a garden, you can actually do some container gardening and do some vegetables that way. So there's still a good selection of vegetable plants, as well as bedding plants, herbs, hanging baskets. We have some water lilies even, and shrubbery trees. You can buy some peach trees and blueberry bushes to try your hand at growing those yourself. So many great things. If you love the garden, it's a great place to come out, because you can find so many different varieties of plants. And, of course, Superside is something else right now that's really popular with folks trying to spruce up their lawns. They have all the lawn care products. They have the big compost bags. They actually have a special going on right now with their big yellow bags of compost mix. I believe it's maybe... may just be through Memorial Day, but check them out, because they do have a special right now with that, and all the different types of sod, and they have a little plot down there where you can see the different types of grasses growing, so you can figure out exactly what you may need for your own yard.
And of course, you would be putting out warm season sod right now, and like zoysia and Bermuda. I don't know if they have any St. Augustine, but certainly centipede. A lot of different varieties of zoysia. It's very, very popular, and you can get a lot of different looks with zoysia, too. Some that are very fine and darker, like the emerald. So, check them out. They're certainly the experts in the area for that, in an area that has a university that has tremendous plots of testing plots out on Lake Wheeler Road. Very interesting place to visit. So, yeah, Farmer's Market has about everything.
How'd your garden club go, Malka?
Oh, it went well. A great group of ladies came out, and they enjoyed shopping. They enjoyed the restaurant. And as always, they're always asking about you guys. So they had a
Oh, was that the Benson Bunch?
Yeah, you. I look forward to seeing them sometime. Which restaurant did you choose this time?
They did the State Farmers Market restaurant. They enjoyed going over there for the variety, and they really had a great time.
Well, we'll have to, Rufus and I'll have to do that with you sometime again. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it definitely so. We always enjoy having you out. And, you know, I was just thinking about the sod we were talking about. And Super Sod, actually, I believe it's next Saturday, June 1st, at 10 o'clock, they're going to be having a class on how to lay sod and take care of a new lawn. And that's going to be down at the Superside area. They have an event listing on their Facebook page where you can sign up for that and get more details. So be sure to check that out. That's going to be a great class that they're going to be offering.
It's fascinating. A neighbor of mine a little earlier this year had some zoysia sod put in. And to watch those folks... I love to watch other people work, but to watch those people prepare the soil, and then cut and cut the links. I mean, a lot of it is already cut, but and placing all of that, it was quite a job, and to get it all to fit perfectly. And now it's coming out. It looks good, and it will look even better next year. But those roots are growing into the soil because. It was prepared properly. The soil was prepared properly, and I think that's a wonderful thing for them to have, because you can do it yourself. I mean, if you have a pickup truck, you can get a pallet in a pickup truck. That should fit a full size pickup truck. It'll fit just right. But they will deliver. They if you don't want to do it yourself, they I know at Superside they have people. They know people who can do it for you and. It's hard work, but gardening can be hard work, and it's always rewarding.
I think that's why they put them in those bags, though, is they can drop them in your driveway. Yeah. You just call them up and they drop them.
Well, they do. They do have huge bags of mulch too that they can take. I know David got one out at Rufus's.
Yeah,
that on his lane.
Well, the trailer was so big they couldn't get in, so they had the little tractor thing that is attached
to pick it
to the
up.
End,
yep.
Yeah,
pick it
I
up
mean, it's just
right,
amazing
sling
down
that
how they do that. So you just everything but the Ferris wheel out at the State Farmers Market. State Fairgrounds has that in the fall. So, at some point y'all may have something like that. You're right beside Dick's property. So I mean, this is the area, the go-to area. Now, and the farmer's market has always been that way, but now, good gracious, that's
definitely
out of town.
A lot going on, and we're something else I like to remind folks, with it being Memorial Day weekend, we are open. We're open all weekend. We're also open on Monday on Memorial Day, and all of our vendors are in place for the most part. Everybody is open,
right? And we got go ahead. We got about a minute. We got about a minute before news, before we go to CBS.
Okay.
So, so we, you
7 days a week.
You certainly are. And when is, have you had Peach Day? You haven't had Peach Day yet, have you?
No. We're going to be having a summer event. Everybody mark your calendars for July the 11th. It's going to be a summer festival. Sort of like the spring fling that we did with just going to be combining some of the summer commodities.
Lots
of fun. July the 11th. And
July the 11th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll be giving more details as we get closer to that event. And don't forget our restaurant, State Farmers Market restaurant, the seafood restaurant, and, of course, all the wonderful shops up at our market shops area and over at the craft shed, which is located beside the seafood restaurant. You never know what you're going to find. And
that's right.
There's so many wonderful
and
products to shop with.
We're out of time. Miss Monica, thanks for all you do, and have a great day.
And you too. Take care. Have a great one.
We'll be back.
President Biden is delivering the commencement address as he works to highlight his efforts to support military personnel months before the election. If you're out there traveling this Memorial Day weekend, watch out for the weather. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
You've got portions of Kansas into Oklahoma, all the way down into Texas. There is a chance we could see some isolated tornadoes. Hail could be huge as well. I know a lot of folks are hitting the highways out there, so hopefully once you get there, you put the car away.
That American tourist arrested in the Turks and Caicos Islands for possessing ammunition is back home.
You know, as a father, as a husband, to be reunited finally after 101 days, it is, I feel like the weight of the world has been lifted off my shoulders.
Brian Hagrich received a suspended sentence of 1 year and a fine of several thousand dollars. CBS News Brief from Allison Keys.
No sound.
That's one thing about my career.
Yeah, I'm not. We were trying to march Captain Kangaroo style this morning.
You name any place.
We had a march, but I don't hear it.
There.
So I don't know what happened there. But I assume we're back.
Since Irvin used to have.
Jason, are we back? Or shall I sing a song? Okay. Well, John Philip Rufus.
Rufus, we're on the
air. Back. You can't carry on your old show over there. We had you taking a call. We had Mart left the table and went out and took a call. Do the police know that your Abrams tank is sitting up?
It's
double parked.
It is double parked.
Sincere apologies. I'm talking to our friend Paul here.
Paul, we got Paul's all. We got a lot of Paul listeners.
Yeah.
We need.
We were talking about
Peter, Paul, and John.
Yeah. We're talking about Creasy Greens.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
At any rate, Creasy Greens.
So
you've just really on the Creasy Greens bandwagon,
yeah,
aren't you?
I want Paul to try them, and he will tell us.
We're going to try and rack up John Philip Sousa again. I don't know what happened there. That just.
Well, I'm so sorry. I think I'm a little bit. Maybe I'm a little bit off today.
No. You just you're used
in the moment.
You're used to being in charge, and
I wasn't paying
and
attention.
You are as much as you can. Boo Bear.
Oh Lord. Oh my God.
Edmund Ruferton.
Tell Big John to go ahead and call in. Big John, go ahead and call in and call me that on the radio,
yeah.
So I can whoop your butt when I get next to you.
Even though John's about 6'7".
Yeah, Big John.
He's a praying man.
Yeah, he's a wonderful praying man.
Yeah, that's right. He prays and he knows the gospel. He knows the Bible. So we are honored to have North Carolina's historian, as far as I'm concerned, J.C. Knowles with us. And fellow member of the Wake County Chitlin Club, J.C. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to all of you.
Great, J.C. So good to hear you.
Well, I'm sorry I hadn't called you in a while. I do listen to you every Saturday, though.
Well, we're always glad to have you, hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Almost a 96-year-old man, I'm doing pretty good.
I'd say.
I'll be 96 in June, and I was reading the other night a little thing I had. I've heard you mention it, Mike, on the radio, but y'all are going to be 100 years old in August of this year.
September. And you know, there's a little, we've always said September, and I was also hearing early October, so we're not exactly for sure, but most of the years I've been here, we've kind of celebrated in September. I know the 50th anniversary was a whole week in September that they interviewed people and had celebrations and stuff. So we'll go with September, J.C., but that doesn't matter. 100 years old is 100 years old.
That's right. Well, I don't have the article in front of me, but I thought it said August 24 is when you actually went on the air. And, of course, you went on.
Well, that's a new one, but you might be right.
And it went on with 50 watts of power.
Yeah, and evolved once Durham Life bought the company in, like, 1930, 50,000 watt. Now, had we been 50,000 watts all along, like, KDKA and some of the other stations, we would be what's called a clear channel. Right, yeah. Now, for the last, 70, 80 years, we've had to protect KNBR in San Francisco and WRKO in Boston, because they are 680, uh-huh. And they are clear channel 50,000 watt stations. We have to go directional. Fidel Castro probably learned English listening to us, because we blare out south at night. But if we didn't null our signal to the north and west, and it still gets out there a little bit, but we would be interfering with KNBR in San Francisco and the Boston station. So, we really get out there. It's we've evolved really a long way over the years, and it's been a great history.
Well, JC, were you listening?
It really is a great history with WPTF. Yeah. And WPTF was not your original call letter. You've had three sets of call letters in your history.
Right. And the Durham Life is responsible for the change that we have today, that we still have. We Protect the Family, which was their motto, a motto that they adopted and had that because it was an insurance company.
Yeah. Well, it's a great history, and I never will forget the experience I've had with y'all and working with y'all for a few years. It's a great credit to me to be associated with such talented people as y'all.
Well, I appreciate that very much, JC, and I got to tell you, we were throwing compliments back and forth. I can remember so vividly producing the open line, running the board and all of that for Bart Rittner. And Bart rarely had guests, but when he did, he always had the best ones. And by far, you were the best of the best. I'm surprised that we didn't fry the phone system when you were on, because people wanted to know how much money they had when the antique man came to town.
Yeah.
Because JC, or he just roll this stuff off in his head. Somebody asked about an antique, and JC could tell him what it was worth, and all the historical bits that you threw in, and I was just fascinated.
JC, do you watch the Antiques Roadshow?
I used to watch it regularly.
Yeah, I watch it, and I try to guess what the price of something may be, especially in pottery. Because I have a collection of Rookwood pottery, and I'm pretty good at that, but I often think of you that there's very little on there that you couldn't tell them exactly what they're going to say it's worth.
JC, have you had that experience with some of the items that you have discovered or come up, somewhere in North Carolina or out of state that were just unbelievably valuable, like George Washington owned it or something?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I did an estate for a very wealthy family in Pinehurst, and they had a little wooden stick, and on the end of that stick was a golden disc. It said, "Cut from the spoke of a wheel of General Washington's carriage." And they gave that to me.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, to me, that's a great part of history. Yeah. Something that belonged to George Washington. When he stepped down as commander-in-chief, see, this was before he was president, people demanded something to remember him by, and he gave one of his carriages, and they dismantled it and sold it as souvenirs.
Wow.
Oh, and so you authenticated it.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
Well, but that's one thing I had. And, of course, in modern times now, the Wright brothers, I used to take school children down there every year for the celebration.
Kitty Hawk.
And one year I went down, they were putting up new markers where the planes landed the four times that they flew that day. And I asked Mr. Woody, who was the head of the educational program there, I said, what are y'all going to do with those old plaques there? And he said, well, I have no idea. Do you want them? I said, Lord, I'd love to have them. So I've got them sitting in my garage right now.
Oh, wow, JC.
And I'm going to give them to Oxford Orphanage. We're going to put up an exhibit there in their museum, because the man who wrote the letter to the Wright brothers, William Tate, was raised at Oxford Orphanage.
Oh, gracious.
And Orville Wright told him later, when he came to Kitty Hawk, said, when we got your letter, we immediately started packing and heading for North Carolina, because we knew that would be the place we would be.
Yeah, it sure is.
So here's an orphan boy, you might say. Of course, he was very successful in life afterwards, that had a role in playing in getting the Wright brothers to come to North Carolina.
Incredible.
Well, we know another very successful orphan from the orphanage.
That's right, J.C. Knowles. Hey, JC, we're running out of time. You got a joke?
Yeah, let me get a couple little quickies. This woman graduated from a public health school in New York, and she went to work for the government as a social worker. They sent her to the mountains of North Carolina to work with the mountain folks. First day that was there, and this was something you remind me of early. She was walking out on the mountainside, and she saw this very peculiar looking little house. And she went and knocked on the door, and a voice of a young man answered. She said, is your father there? He said, no, he left when mother came. Said, well, is your mother there? Said, no, she left when I came. Thinking the family was kind of dysfunctional, she said, well, are y'all ever in there together at one time? He said, no, not here, because this is the outhouse.
Oh, JC.
And then George and Betty was having their engagement dinner, and Betty said, George, soon as we get married, I'm going to take care of all of your worries and troubles. He said, that's good, but I don't have any worries or troubles. She said, yeah, I know. That's because we hadn't got married yet.
JC, you're a wonder.
Good memorial.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for all you do for us and your service to our country.
I'll see you Tuesday, JC.
Yeah. Great JC Knowles. I'm going to talk to Fred here in a minute. We're at Bell's Carpets and Floors Industrial Drive in Raleigh. You know, it's always exciting to see plants emerging from the ground and buds just beginning to flower, but, you know, what no one wants to see is unsightly damage from moles and voles. Now, moles can turn your lawn into an obstacle course with unsightly mounds and raised tunnels. And, you know, voles can kill plants by gnawing on the bark of trees and shrubs and eating the roots of plants. And say goodbye to those annoying critters when iMust Garden Mole and Vole Repellent is present. I mean, it's easy to distribute. iMust Garden Mole and Vole Repellent is made from natural ingredients blended with botanical oils, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution. The unique blend of natural ingredients coats the food source of moles, they don't like it. So it contains no harsh chemicals. It's just pure, effective protection. And rainy days are perfect days to apply mole and vole repellent. iMust Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores throughout the Triangle area and beyond, like Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh, GrowSmart in Hillsboro, and protect your garden today with iMust Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly, iMust Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. And while you're out applying that, if you're planting anything, I've got a hydrangea that I bought at the farmer's market last week that I've got to plant. I'm going to have to dig something up, I think. But
where are you going to put it?
I'm going to use some black cow. Black cow is helping the environment right along. Our process is helping to repurpose manure. And that's something we've done quite often on this show, especially with our resident politician. So it's environmentally friendly and beneficial.
I've had practice at it.
Beneficial for your lawn and garden. Black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will get off to a great start with IMOS Garden products and black cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and, of course, black cow. For more details, check out their wonderful website, blackcow.com. That's cow spelled with a K because cows can't spell. And one more thing before we get to Fred here. You know, all that pollen, I think, that you could see, the pine pollen is pretty much gone. But I tell you, it was really out there for a long time and messed up the surface. It made your car look bad. Didn't hurt anything, but it probably hurt air filters in your car and the cabin filters and all of that. You probably just need a checkup at King's Auto Service. Check out all of their services because they do it all. You know, if you need wiper blades, if you need the cabin air filters changed, if you need them to check your tires, if you need them to rebuild your engine, you know, they can do it all. They can check those batteries. Those batteries are so important. They probably only last about 3 years now, but you just don't want to get stuck in the morning, got to go to work, and your battery doesn't work. So go check with the folks at King's Auto Service in Raleigh. For those of you currently driving a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians, and, you know, like the Toyota Prius, and they can diagnose all of the problems that you might have with that. And there are very few. The hybrid vehicles are very reliable, but you want to make sure that the battery lasts for a long time. So talk to them about that. If it gives up the ghost of those big batteries, they can get you one cheaper than the dealer can. And King's Auto Service, King's Correct Lube, they also change oil really quickly there at 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Fred, they've been in business a long time. So is this wonderful place. I'm glad you're keeping on.
Yeah, well, we're trying to keep the tradition going and being able to have quality products at competitive prices, and you know, with the store-wide sale, it's a selection. Everything will be on sale. Of course, it's going to run not just the weekend. But we'll run it through about the first 2 weeks of June to give people time to come in, make their selections.
Sure.
We need to measure, set up installations. So we want you to, of course, come and see us this weekend. But if you're not in town for the weekend, you get back, we'll still be available to give you the best sale prices.
Sure. That's great. And your sale prices apply to everything.
So
even remnants.
Even remnants.
We've talked about remnants. You always have a great selection of remnants.
Yeah. It's even the remnants, and you know, of course, right now, people looking for good value. Remnants are great value because they're automatically discounted to a fraction of their normal price, and of course, we can cut and make them into any size, any shape to create a piece of material that's exclusive to your home for what you need.
Yeah, amazing. And it could be some beautiful flooring like this. The flooring in here looks like old pine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very it's modern colors but traditional look. And of course, one thing we've noticed that people are tending both in carpet and in their floors to go to lighter colors because they're so easy to maintain. They don't have to worry about something that's going to hide things. So we've seen, especially in our newer products that have come in, a broader selection of what I call medium to light colors that people are going to enjoy looking, finding what's just right for their color scheme in their home.
And it will be installed perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can testify to that. And, yeah. And that's that. I told you I like to watch people work, and it's amazing to watch your workers, your installers, and the precision that they use. It's fascinating to watch people install carpeting.
Yeah, it's quite a process, and people, you know, that do follow what they're doing realize how hard they work, and but how much they take the time to the detail to make sure that every aspect of it is correct.
Yeah. Let the experts do it. You don't want to be like I Love Lucy and trying to install wallpaper.
Exactly.
With carpeting, it'll be the same thing. Yeah. You don't want to try it yourself unless you really know what you're doing. So, Fred, thank you so much.
Well, thank you
for our long association.
We've enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you.
Labor Day. Golly, it'll be here before you know it.
That's for sure. All right. Thanks. Well, have a great day.
All right, you too. We're at Bell's Carpets, 2828 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Is Matt still there? He's been on the line.
I'm still.
Matt, I got to tell you, we've been looking at your everybody's breathtaking, looking at your garden that you sent me the photo of. You have really worked hard.
I have. Most Saturday mornings, I listen to the Weekend Gardener while I'm mowing my grass. And one day I had an epiphany just to forget about the backyard and turn it into a garden. I have about 500 linear feet of rows with certified North Carolina organic compost and about 80 different tomato plants, 8 different varieties.
Golly, you went whole hog, then. You really had an epiphany.
You need to talk with Gerald Adams and Julier.
Yeah, well, I really just have to extend a thank you to the Weekend Gardener for giving me all this knowledge over the years. And finally, I just decided to do it. And so we'll see how the harvest is. But I
so
got
what
a
are
lot
you doing with all that
neighbors.
Produce?
Yeah, what do you do? I mean,
I'm going to try to can. Part of this was doing some experimenting to figure out what grows well. And then, of course, all the neighbors in my neighborhood out Heather Woods and Garner are interested in getting some produce. And of course, what I don't get rid of through them, I'm planning on going to fire departments and police departments. And
oh, that's
wonderful. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There's a lot of hungry people out there that could certainly benefit from it.
Yeah. And
Major Dave up in the mountains of Virginia does the same thing.
Yes.
He grows a passel of vegetables and gives a lot of it away.
Yeah, instead of me laboring by mowing the grass, it's really a labor of love. I actually enjoy reaching down and picking that weed out of there. You know,
Gerald, by the way, for all of you tomato lovers, will be on June 22nd. And next week, during the 8 o'clock hour, Craig LaHoulier will be with us. So if you have tomato questions, whether you call or not, he'll answer a lot.
That sounds good. Really appreciate y'all, and happy Memorial Day.
Well, happy Memorial Day to you, Matt. Are you a veteran?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah. I just, of course, it's not Veterans Day, but we're talking about veterans who lost their lives, and, it's not about sales. It's about memorializing soldiers and sailors, Marines and flyers who lost their lives during wartime and otherwise. So, thank you so much for calling us on this weekend, Matt.
Hey, Matt, beautiful garden. Job well done, my friend.
Yeah. And that we salute you, and he knows how because he's a retired lieutenant colonel.
Well, thank you for your service.
Drove Abrams tanks?
I did.
Yeah, he drove Abrams tanks. So, thank you so much, Matt.
You're welcome.
Wow. We only what do you got here? We got about a minute or so, Colonel.
Well, I just want to invite people to come on out to the extension office, Bonnie B. Davis, and take a look at our gardens. I'm real proud of them. The native plants, the Asclepia tuberosa, which is butterfly weed, swamp incarnata, beautiful plants. Trumpet honeysuckle. We've got corbel. Beautiful. So come out, take a look. We'll be happy to show you the gardens.
And are you're still developing that
Oh,
garden.
We are. We
so
certainly
are. You would it'd be nice if people would contribute too.
Oh, absolutely.
They can. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, and we'll take your donations. we'll happily, but we'd like to show you what you can do in your yard. That's what the demonstration gardens are all about, to see new ideas and techniques. Build a compost bin and start composting. You can do it yourself. It's not hard. It really is not hard.
No. And thanks for all you did for our country. Thanks for what you're doing for our community in Orange County, for the County of Orange, and all the master gardeners, too. Man, we love having you on, Colonel.
Well, I look forward to coming back.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk a little more gardening next time.
Yeah.
But we had a good time.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
Always do.
I'm sorry. We
Always
had a great time here at Bell's Carpets. Come on out this weekend. Come out today, 9 until 5, Monday 9 until 5. Jason, thank you very much, Brother Rufus. Also to Harrison, and thanks to our listeners very much. Slayman, thank you. We'll be back next week in the studio.